Blackstone presents The Last Supper, A Summer in Italy by Rachel Cusk. This book is read by Antonia Beamish.
Comes over one an absolute necessity to move. And what is more, to move in some particular direction. A double necessity, then. To get on the move and to know whither. D.H. Lawrence, Sea and Sardinia. Self-portrait with dinosaurs. At night, I would often be woken by noise from the road, and afterwards would lie awake for hours, unable to sleep. The noise, which was of a strange drunken revelry, would usually begin long after the pubs had closed, though in the deeps of the night, I never knew exactly what time it was. I was merely summoned by the sound of unearthly groans and shrieks outside my window that seemed to belong neither to the world, nor to my dreams, but somewhere in between. They might have been men's voices or women's, it was hard to tell. The noise they made came from a region that outlay human identity. Their long, inchoate monologues, vocalized yet senseless, seemed to name something that afterwards could not be specified, to describe what by daylight appeared indescribable. This demoniacal groaning would often go on for so long that it seemed impossible it could be coming from living people passing on the pavements. It was the sound of lost souls, of primitive creatures bellowing far inside the earth. Yet I never got up to look. The noise was so unreal that it was only when it stopped that I felt myself to be actually awake. Then I would lie there, full of a feeling of insecurity, as though the world were a wildly spinning fairground ride from which my bed might work loose and be somehow flung away. The groaning sounds and the darkness and the careless spinning earth offering me its fathomless glimpses of space, of nothingness. All this would run on for 1 hour or two or three. I couldn't tell. The hours were blank and sealed, filled with grey information, one after another. They were dispatched. Then another sound would begin, dimly at first, a kind of humming or droning, steady and industrious. After a while it filled the room with its monotonous note. This was the sound of traffic. People were going in their cars to work. A little later, a finger of wan light showed itself at the curtains. When I was a child, the night seemed as big as an ocean to me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?